Welcome back. Today, we're going to be discussing, in this video, we're going to be discussing IMT. HTML, CSS, quick generator of code. It will generate a bunch of stuff for you quickly and more accurately. Because especially we as blind programmers, HTML can be very tricky when you're trying to generate it from scratch. And even playing with it while it's intact, you have to constantly keep double checking yourself, because HTML can really become a problem and you don't realize it because it doesn't give you that much error checking or warnings. Okay, but you can have third-party things and they'll do it for you probably. I just don't have any. Okay, where I'm at right now, I'm at a command prompt. I just created an empty folder. There's nothing in here, and I'm at the
dir space slash b enter c colon backslash projects backslash video two greater.
Yep. See, so I'm in video two.
Cd space video space space two enter. The system cannot find the path specified. Period.
CCL. Yeah, I'm already in it.
S enter c colon backslash projects backslash video.
Now, anytime I always create and want to do create a new project, I really strongly suggest this.
GIT space INIT enter. Initialize empty git repository in C colon slash project slash video two slash dot git slash C colon backslash projects backslash video two greater.
See, that's git init. Git init just creates yourself a git right away. So you're ready to go. Now, if I was under Linux, which I usually am, I'm just doing this for you guys, so that way you can see from a command prompt it's totally capable. But I want to go ahead and create a file right now. So I
E C A O space H E L O space.
I'm just going to do hello
greater space I N D E X period H T M L enter C colon backslash projects backslash video two greater.
Okay, and now I'll just come on out. And I'll just say code.
C-O-D-E space.
And I use a period for the current working directory will be my working folder.
Period. Enter. C colon backslash projects backslash video two greater. Visual Studio Code. Document read only. Overview of how to get up to speed with your editor. Period. Info colon you have Docker installed on your system. Period.
It's always giving me that warning. I don't care about Docker today on this one. So we're not going to use it. All right. Now, I need to open a folder. So I'll open a file. Control-Shift-I.
Control-Shift-A, 0. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys, period. Index.html. To move through or expand items,
use
the arrow keys.
That's the only file in here. Except for the git thing, which is hidden, actually.
Enter. Index.html editor.
There it is. I've got index.html, and right now it's got hello in it, but we'll just get rid of that.
Selected. Hello. Blank.
There you go. Now it's empty. Totally empty. Now I'm going to use IMT. Beauty about IMT is I can create an entire HTML 5.0 compliant web page just with one character and a tab followed by a tab. So I go
enter one.
Whoops. I didn't mean that.
One blank 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 blank. Exclaim, type in text, period, suggest list box, exclaim, one of two, to move to an item, press the arrow keys, period.
I hit the exclamation mark. It's offering me the snippets thing or whatever, tell me what's going on. But I'm going to just hit the tab key with an exclamation mark. That's the only thing I got up there. I just typed.
Index.html editor, type in text, period.
Now I typed in a tab. I should have an entire document.
Less meta HTTP dash equiv equals quote x dash UA dash less meta name equals quote less title greater dash less slash head greater less title greater document less slash title comb less.
You hear that? Less title. So the first thing you usually want to do is you want to get rid of this.
Title greater document less.
And when you hear the word document, and you notice it said document and the less than symbol. When you hit the control shift, it won't do that anymore. It'll just be document.
Document selected.
See, I hit the right arrow, and I did control shift, and all I got is the word document. Now I'm going to type in here right now.
video space 2nd space day space recording.
There we go. And now
left slash head greater.
Now that's the name of the document.
Left body greater.
Now I'm going to go into the body.
Left body greater. End. Enter. Enter.
Now me, because of my eyesight, I don't like real bright screens, so I'm going to turn it into a dark screen right off the bat. That's just my preference. That's what I have to have, so please bear with me.
S-T-Y-L-E. Greater blank. Left style greater. Control, control L. Left slash style greater blank.
Now see, I did a control K-L.
Left style greater. Left slash blank. Control S.
You know, it's not going that beep sound.
Less body greater, blank. Less slash style greater.
I want to make sure that's turned on, so I'm going to go ahead and double check my settings because it was on before.
index.html-video2-visual-a-u-d-i-o 11 settings found. 11 settings found.
I did audio, and I typed it in there.
Settings preview. Audio cues volume period. Modified period. The volume of the audio cues in percent open paren 0-100 closing paren period. 1 of 11. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys period F6. Video to open paren get closing paren dash master star comma checkout branch slash tap notifications button to activate press tweet feedback button to activate press selected audio search settings period settings tree audio cues line has breakpoint period modified period audio cues volume period modified period the volume of the audio cues in percent open audio cues dot volume edit spin box 74 to set the dot 7 7 7 7 74 73 72.
Okay, by changing it, I'm hoping that'll help it get back.
More actions. Dot dot dot. Open paren shift plus F9. Closing paren button menu. Press space to index.html editor. Type in text period. 11 setting. Control S. Blank. Less slash style greater. Less style greater.
There it is. See, I got that little blink. Okay, good. That blink. That means I closed it. I folded it. Folded that set of code. Some reason the audio cues are not been lighting up. You have to go back in and tell it to do it.
Less slash style greater.
It must be a browser thing you got to do. I don't know. But for some reason, it's a bug. All right.
Less style greater. Less slash style greater.
Okay.
Blank.
Now I'm going to go down here.
Enter.
And let's go ahead and we'll do a div.
D-I-V.
Okay. And then we'll do a
greater.
Greater. Then we'll do an H1.
H1.
There we are.
Index.html editor. Type in text period.
Now H1 will do.
W-O-N-D-E-R.
Wonder.
F-U-L space. W-O-R-L-D space. O-F space. Index.html editor. Type in text period. E. Sub M-M. Index. E-T.
Emmet. That's E-M-M-E-T. Okay.
H1 greater less. 1. Greater.
Now I went to the end of the H1 tags.
Blank. Less blank less slash div greater less h1 greater wonderful world of Emmet less slash h1 greater
end. Okay, it's by itself. Good.
Enter.
All right, I'm going to do a br here.
Less suggest list box br greater index dot less h1 greater wonderful less div greater end. Enter.
And I'm going to do a br before that one, before the h1.
Less suggest br greater
because I ain't got a heading.
Less
so
h1 less br greater.
I'm going to do
less
that.
Slash div greater.
Now what I've done is I put a br, you know, the less than br, greater than br, and it just basically says, give me a line.
Less br greater, less slash div greater,
okay.
Less br greater.
All right.
End. Enter, enter.
Now I'm going to go ahead and save.
Control S.
And let's take a look at it, and we should get a heading. I'm going to do just simply F5. That's for debugging in HTML. So, and I'm on the document, and it's just going to be simple debugging.
F5, select debugger edit combo. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value period.
Now I'm going to select the Chrome one.
Quick input list box, web app open paren, Chrome closing paren, comma, suggested.
Yeah, that's the first one.
Item, press the arrow.
That's the first one.
Web app open paren, edge closing paren, install an extension for HTML dot dot dot. Web app open paren, Chrome closing paren, comma, suggested. 1 of 3.
That's the one I'm on, Chrome one. Web app Chrome, I just let you hear the other ones. Okay.
Enter index.html editor. Type in text period. All debugging right. Started period. Address in search bar edit.
Now it came up just fine. I gotta press F6 because it puts you at the address bar when you first come in.
F6 video second F6 blank heading level 1 wonderful world of Emmet. Blank video second day recording blank heading level 1 wonderful world of Emmet.
You see, The title of the page is second world of video.
Blank. Video second day recording. Blank. Heading level one, wonderful world of Emmett.
And then we got Emmett.
Okay. Heading level one, wonderful world of Emmett.
All right, so we've got that and it works. So let's go ahead and let's do a label with an input field. And I'm showing you Emmett. Well, I used the Emmett
index.html-video2-
Okay. Now I'm back on the thing, but you can't hear anything.
Video second day recording dash Google Chrome.
And yet in the Chrome browser, you can hear that. But I'm going to
index.html-video2-visual-studio-code.
I did alt tab back. It still doesn't give me anything. Now, reason that doesn't work, some reason, it just is some bug or whatever. I don't know, but it's been working like this for a while. But I found the easiest way to get it to come up so it starts talking and then the screen reader works is Control Shift M.
Control Shift M. No problems have been detected in the workspace period.
Now, this may be a JAWS thing with Chromium OS because that is the OS that VS Code's using and the Chrome browser's using. So, okay, and then I do
Control Shift M, index.html editor, less br greater.
You see now it says less br greater.
Blank.
That's what I want.
Blank, less slash div greater.
There's a div.
Blank.
Okay.
Blank, less br greater. Blank.
We want to go right here after the br. Now, when you're doing Emmett, usually you do the tag, then you can do a class. Now, a class begins with a period, and these are media selectors that you can use. Any media selector will create something. So you go to tag name, then you do period and the class name. Then you can do a hash symbol or a pound sign, whatever you want to call it, the hash symbol. And then you follow that up with whatever you want, and that's your ID. So that's called, you know, the ID field. So if you're doing a regular HTML, just by using those few tags, I don't have to do the tag, space, and then the word class, equal sign, two quotes, and then put inside there the class name I want. Then I got to go over there and I got to do the ID field and then put that in the same thing. It just saves me. That's less chance for me to create an error or a bug. Okay. So,
blank, blank, home.
So,
let's be arg blank.
Okay, I'm on a blank line. All right, I'm going to do span.
S-P-A-N.
Span is like a div, but it's a single line area. So I'm trying to do a single line for this. So I'm going to do a greater than symbol.
Greater.
That sort of like a closing tag thing or whatever you call it, the part of it. Okay, then what I do next is I'm going to do a label.
L-A-B-E-L.
Okay. Now, this label, I'm going to give it a class. So I'm going to...
Period. M-Y.
I'm going to do my, capital L, because we do camel case when you're doing... programming in JavaScript and things. Most languages love camel case. It works good with screen readers too. Okay, so like I got the word my, my. Now I'm going to do label.
L.
L, capital L.
A,
B,
E,
L. Then I'm going to do class.
C, L, A, S.
Okay. Then I'm going to do a hash symbol.
Hash.
Now you notice I haven't done a single space. Not a single space. Hash. Then I'm going to do
M Y
my
L A B E L.
And then I want to do ID.
I D.
There we go. Now it could be any name I wanted, but that's what I chose to do. Okay, now I'm going to go ahead and give it a 4, although it does it here and you can fill it in afterwards, but I figure I'd go ahead and get it over with while I'm here.
Closing bracket, index.html editor, closing bracket.
I need a
open bracket.
Okay, I got an open bracket, which that means an attribute. Now remember, there's not a single space.
F-O-R equals index.html editor, type in text, period.
Now when I do my quotes, I like to do both of them right here, because I got to do a quote in order to do the fork, but it's going to be for something. Okay.
Quote, quote.
I'm actually inside a tag.
Quote.
Okay. And this is going to be
M Y.
My
I N
P U T
I D.
Okay. Now I'm trying to hit the right arrow and it's not saying anything, so I'm going to hit the escape key.
Escape index.hdm closing bracket blank closing bracket quote D.
I see.
Quote closing bracket.
All right. Now what I can do here is I can go ahead and press it, but don't always work if since I didn't type in the last closing bracket. So I'm going to go ahead and delete the last closing bracket and then type it in.
Blank.
And now I'm going to type it in.
Closing bracket. Suggest list box. Span greater label dot my label class hash my label id open bracket for equals quote my input id quote closing bracket. One of
yeah,
one.
You see what
two
it says there?
Press
all
the arrow
that?
Keys period.
Okay.
Index.html editor. Type in text period.
Okay, now it's already typed it all in there.
Less br greater. Less span greater less label for equals quote my input id quote class equals quote my label class quote id equals quote my label id quote greater less slash label greater less slash span greater.
Uh-huh.
Home, less.
I did fine. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to separate them.
Span greater less.
Just
span greater less.
My preference.
Span greater less. Label. Less.
Okay.
Enter.
Now I'm going to go separate the other tailing span. I'm going to hit the end key.
End. Blank.
And I'm going to go backwards.
Span greater less. Span greater less. Slash. Less.
There you are. When I heard a slash, then I let up on the control key. But and then.
Greater. Less.
Okay. Now I got the less there.
Enter.
All right, and I'm going to go up one line.
Less label for equals quote my input id quote class equals quote my label class end enter.
Okay, I'm hit that. I went to the end and I hit enter because I wanted a blank line there.
Less label for equals quote my input id quote class equals quote my label class quote id equals quote my label id quote greater less slash label greater.
I see here all that stuff that it typed in for me without an error. I like that. See, I can do control shift M.
Control shift M. No problems have been detected in the workspace period. Control shift M, index.html editor, type in text period.
Okay. And now?
Blank. Less label for equals quote my input id quote class equals home, space, space, span greater less. Label, blank. Label greater less. Span greater less. Span greater less. Span greater less. Blank. Less label for equals home, less. Label, for equals, space, F, O, R, equals, quote, M, Y, I, N, P, U, T, I, D, quote, space, C. L A S S equals quote M Y L A B E L C L A S quote space.
Yeah, I'm just trying to show you what it is.
I D equals quote M Y L A B E.
See all that it filled in?
I D quote greater less.
Now actually, when I came out of that emit, it put me right here where I'm in between the greater than and less than.
Greater less.
This is where I'm supposed to type in the label ID, and I went ahead and went around, did all the other stuff. I was more concentrating on you guys than I normally would be. So we'll just go ahead and say
E sub N in T E R
enter
S O M E T I N G
enter something
less than great less label for equals quote my input ID something less something less something less enter.
Now I'm holding down a control key and I'm doing that because I don't feel like listening to that whole line. So I do.
Quote greater, enter. Something less. Something less. Something less, enter.
Enter.
Something less.
Something.
Space. R. Space.
See, enter.
S.
So there's a space
Sierra.
Between enter and something.
Enter. Something less.
Mm-hmm, something. And then you got the less symbol.
Something less. Label greater less. Slash. Less.
Yeah. Now what you're hearing me there is I'm moving around my keys real quick with a control key and I'm holding the arrow key and doing that.
All right. Blank. Enter.
I'll show you later where it's better to use the Braille display there, and you'll find it work much easier. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to do an input.
I-N-P-U-T.
Okay. Now this input, we need an ID. So we'll do a hash.
Hash. I.
Oops. Okay, hit escape.
Escape, index.h, hash, blank.
Okay, I got rid of the M, I'm sorry. I mean the I.
M, Y, I, N, P, U, T, I, D.
There you go, my input ID. Okay, and That's all I need there. Let's go ahead and we'll hit the tab key and let Emmett fill in the rest.
Index.html editor, type in text period.
Now let's see what Emmett did for us.
Less blank, less input type equals quote text quote ID equals quote my input ID quote greater.
See, it did a type equals text, which is one of those things that are required for that. Okay, so it did all that for us. Let's see what it looks like.
Control S.
I'm going to go ahead and save it. Now, I still got the browser open, so I'm just going to do an alt tab to it.
Video second day recording dash.
And I'm going to refresh the screen.
F5. Video second day recording
dash
Google Chrome.
And I saw something flash up there, so I know that the input field showed up. So I'm going to go to the top.
Video second day recording. Blank. Heading level one, wonderful world of Emmett. Enter something.
It says enter something. That's my label.
Blank. Edit. H-E-L-L-O space W-O-R-L-D. Bookmark this tab button to activate selected. Blank. Enter something. Hello world. Video second day recording. Blank. Heading level one, wonderful world of Emmett. Enter something. Hello world. Edit.
Mm-hmm.
Enter something.
Okay.
Escape.
Now we got that. And that concludes for this video. Now on the next video, we're going to do some more with Emmett. We're going to have more fun with Emmett. And what we're going to do is we're going to do a select and a list. I will show you how to do quick entries on those. Okay. I'll see you in the next video.